Blog Talk Radio.
Attention! Army wives, fall in!
You're tuned to the Internet Talk Radio Show designed specifically for Army Wives. Our life, our family, our soldier.
Brought to you by the Army Wife Network. Interactive empowerment for Army Wives. It's Army Wife Talk Radio. Up-to-the-minute information is right here with special reports, stories, interviews, and more.
Now reporting for duty, your host, the AWN Core Team.
Hello, Army families, and welcome to another edition of Army Wife Talk Radio. We are the Internet podcast designed specifically for you by your Army Wife Network Core Team. We are on show number 540, and I'm so delighted to be your host tonight. I am Janet McIntosh.
And I'm your co-host, Crystal Niehoff. Today is Monday, November 23rd, 2015, and we're so glad you're here to hang out with us tonight.
That's right, Miss Crystal, because everyone knows there's always a party over here at Army Wife Network. So if you're listening to our show live right now, you can head on over and join us in our Twitter chat. It's really simple to follow along. You just head over to twitter.com/Army Wife Network. We're over there using the hashtag Army Wife to participate. So if you have a question or you want to ask something to one of our team members that are over there, just make sure you use that hashtag and we will see you.
And tonight's show is brought to you by our AWTR show sponsor, TDP MetLife. While defending our nation, you can protect your family's smiles and save with the TRICARE Dental Program. Enroll today. You can learn more at MetLife.com/TRICARE or call 855-MET-TDP-1. That's 855-MET. TDP-1.
That's right. We appreciate their support of Army Wife Network. They do a great job for our military families. But tonight on Army Wife Talk Radio, we have a great guest for you. We're going to be featuring Rick Yost. He's the CEO of Veterans List. If you'd like to learn more about the Veterans List, they have a lot of social media going on. And you can follow them over there. If you're on Twitter, you can follow them at VetListUS. So be sure to check them out, learn a little bit more, and we'll be talking to Rick a little later in the show. We also have our Health Minute tonight for you. But before we get to that, our favorite part of the show, we don't really have catching up to do. This is like our first time hosting together, Ms. Crystal.
Yeah, we got some catching up to do.
So
what's getting to know each other
to do? I did kind of talk to you like just the other day, but we'll play this game. We'll play some catch up. What's been going on in your Army Wife life recently, ma'am?
Oh wow, it's been kind of busy. We're getting ready to, you know, we're getting ready to PCS to Fort Hood, and so we're doing PCS purge. Fun. So tossing all the it's kind of freeing, isn't it?
It is, because you can kind of like go through things and get rid of stuff and kind of, I always get in that mood like I just want to simplify. I want to get simple. And so it's a lot easier for me at PCS time to throw stuff away than it is like if I'm just like cleaning out a closet or something. Like it's a lot easier for me for some reason.
Oh, I'm the same way. It's like I have an excuse when we're PCSing, but if we're not, I feel like I'm wasting. So this way I can
exactly.
Say,
I'm trying to make weight.
But how do we accumulate so much junk in such a short amount of time? I mean, it's incredible.
It's very true.
And then I'm trying to pack to go to Kansas for Thanksgiving. So are you traveling anywhere for Thanksgiving?
No, actually, we're staying home for Thanksgiving, but I do have family coming in. My husband, his sister is also a soldier in the Army. She is serving currently at Fort Bragg. So she's driving down here for Thanksgiving. Her family's in Texas, but, you know, our soldiers get like a four-day weekend normally unless they take leave. So
right.
It's not enough time for her to drive all the way down to Texas. They're at Fort Hood. Her family lives in the Killeen area. My brother-in-law and their two children. But it's just not enough time for her to drive all the way down there and get all the way back. So she uses that time to come visit her brother and me and the kids. And then also one of my military spouse friends, but the AWN team knows her, Emily, who and her family are stationed at Fort Rucker. She used to be on the AWN core team. Her and her family are driving down from Fort Rucker to spend Thanksgiving with us.
Fun.
So I'm going to have a full house. I'm so excited. I love to entertain. I'm very social, so I love having my house full of people. So very, very
excited.
Oh, that's
excited. So much fun. We're going to all travel up to Kansas and fill up my sister's house.
Is that where you're originally from?
Yes, southeast Kansas, little town called Chanute, Kansas. So that's where we're heading.
Sounds cute.
Lived there pretty much my whole life, so it's everywhere I go, I run into somebody I know. So, but I like that.
Being in the army,
you don't run into people
exactly.
You know very often at the duty station, so it's kind of nice to go home and know people.
Yes, absolutely.
And then
there's just nothing like getting to visit home. I mean, home is home. I'm originally from Miami, and every time we go down there, it's just like, home, you know, like it's just nice to,
Miami,
to get a chance
Florida?
To go back. Yes, I'm from Miami originally.
You're so lucky.
Yes. That's what everybody says, and I'm like, you don't know the Miami I grew up in. It's not like the, you know, everybody sees like the stylish big city, and it's like that. I don't know. That's not Miami. Like, I know it is to like the outside, but when you live there, it's like that's not Miami. Like. But, yeah, I am originally from there, but it's a very different place than where I grew up, so.
Yeah, my husband's from Chicago, which is complete opposite of where I grew up. So when we go back to visit his family, I thought, oh, this big city, and we'd explore and check out all the sites and stuff. But for him, it's not as awesome because
right,
he's
it's
from
not,
there
yeah.
and he's done all that. So he fixed his one area.
Yeah, my friend Emily's the same way because the one that's visiting for Thanksgiving, she's from New York City. And so she's like, I don't get it. You know, like we go down there, it's like, wow, look at this. She's like, really? Like, I saw that my whole life. And I'm like, well, it's not the same for you. But it's so funny how much we have in common because my husband is the same way. He's from the thumb of Michigan, like farmland, like small town, Bad Axe,
mm-hmm.
Michigan. And so it was like when we got together, it's like one of us is from the big city and one's from, you know, this little farming community. So every time we go up there, I'm just like, of course, after Hurricane Andrew, my mother did move us to the mountains of North Carolina. So I did spend
Beautiful.
My last like 2.5 years of high school in the mountains of North Carolina, which was complete culture shock for, you know, a 14-year-old. Who was from the city, but it was like it gave me a little bit of experience. So when I go back to his hometown, I'm like, okay, I can do the whole small town thing. I'm used to it. I'm good.
I know everybody talks about, like, currently we're at Fort Sill, and they talk about how small Fort Sill is. It's not very exciting, and I'm thinking, okay, it's bigger than where I'm from. I'm living it up.
I know, right? People that are from really small towns, they go to these small, what we consider small installations, and they're like, wow, I've, like, moved to the city here. But it was the same way for me. Like, I'll never forget when we went to Fort Polk. I didn't realize. Poor Fort Polk, man. I mean, beautiful country out there, no doubt. Beautiful country, and, you know, they get a lot of support. But I can see how why, you know, so many spouses are kind of like, man, there's nothing here. Because it really is small, but I'm like, I just didn't know how bad till we took one of the field exercises up there, and I was like, wow. Okay, I get it now. I get it.
Yeah, I've heard it's small. I've heard going to Walmart is a big deal, but that's where
I
grew up.
Like a night out, like.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I will probably be doing a lot of while I'm up in Chanute visiting family. That's the thing we do.
And what's great, though, about small-town Walmarts is that, like, that's like the meeting place. Like, everybody, you walk in there and you know you're going to see, like, five or six people you know, like, all the time, every time.
Right, it's the town hall. Yeah, exactly.
Now I also hear that you have some mom bragging to do.
Oh yeah, got to have my mom moment. Well, Friday at school they had a school assembly, and my youngest son Seth earned Student of the Month, and so I had to go, of course, and do the mommy thing and take lots of pictures, and he was grinning and trying not to turn red.
Oh,
he's such a good kid. All my kids are, but I'm proud of him.
Oh, that's so awesome, though, and it's great that you can be there to cheer him on. You know what I'm saying? Those are huge accomplishments, and I know that they are very fond of getting to kind of show that pride off to mom and dad, and you know, kind of have their moment.
Right. Yeah. So that was neat. So how are you coming along with your Christmas shopping? Have you got started yet?
Girl, I am so on top of my Christmas shopping this year. This is not the norm, but I made, like, a pact with myself because, you know, this is my first year. I finally, you know, most of our listeners who have been following us know that it took me forever to finally land a full-time teaching job, and now I have one, and Lord knows that my time is very, very limited on what I have to spend on, like, going out shopping, which I'm not big on the whole. I know everybody's going to be like, really? You're a woman and you're not big on shopping? But I'm really not. I'm not a huge, like, shopper fan. And so the invention of internet and shopping on the internet was, like, a godsend for me. I'm just thrilled with that. So I actually went online, and it was so funny because over 2 weeks ago, I finished my son. Boom, done. Like, ordered it all, just had it delivered to my house. Boom, done. So I was, like, half done two and a half weeks ago. And then since I gave Paula my conversation starters for the script, I have officially finished my daughter, except for just a small smidgen on her.
Wow, kudos.
Yeah, so all I have to worry about is I even ordered gifts for my kids for my classroom, so I'm even done with them.
Wow.
So I just there's a couple more things I have to get on my daughter's side, and then, of course, I have to get some stuff. I haven't done my husband shopping yet, you know, I haven't gotten something for him yet. And then just the people, like, our family that's, you know, our relatives and stuff. Like, I'm big about doing gift cards and sending them with the holiday card and being like, you know, love you, Merry Christmas, there you go.
Right.
I'm all about simple and quick. So I don't want to fight post office lines. I don't want to do all that stuff. So gift cards are, like, the way to go for me. So I'm sure all my nieces and nephews are like, can't wait to get Aunt Janet's gift card in the mail because they know that's what's coming.
Yeah, I love those gift cards.
Yes,
hopefully I'll be.
Absolutely.
I haven't started my Christmas shopping yet, so I'm jealous. No, the only thing is I have three step grandchildren, and I did get their shopping done last minute today because we're going to celebrate Christmas at Thanksgiving since I won't see them again. And
excuse because you're PCSing, so you have an excuse not to have Christmas shopping done.
Finally, usually I don't have an excuse for getting Christmas done around Easter, so this year I'll have an excuse.
Oh, I know, dude, I know. We've had these conversations before on the show, and I've seen people that were like, I was done in the summer, and I'm like, how? How did you do that? So I totally get that whole people that are done at Easter, you know, with Christmas 2016 in the books, wrapped up, you know, like, I don't know how they do that. But I've always been jealous, but this year I was like, getting it done. I'm going
to
do it.
Way to go.
So, yes, I'm very, very excited. And now I just kind of feel like the pressure's off. Like, I feel like now when the holidays get here, I will be able to just kind of relax and enjoy. And most people, like, one friend of mine was like, well, yeah, but you might have paid more than when the, like, Black Friday. I'm like, first of all, I'm not doing Black Friday. Like, I'm not fighting people. I get up every morning at 5:30 in the morning. I am not getting up that early to shop, okay? Like, I get up that early to go to work, okay? Like,
the only thing that gets me out of bed that early is coffee. That is the only thing that gets me out of bed at 5:30.
Yeah,
the smell of coffee.
I do that every morning to go to school and get to work on time and stuff. So I'm like, I'm not doing that with my time off. And I was like, you know what? I am fine with paying a little bit more if I don't have to worry about it. You know what I'm saying? If it's just done, either way, I was going to end up spending money on this stuff. So, you know, I saved money where I could with my couponing and codes and stuff. So I'm happy. I'm like, I'll live with it just for the convenience of not having to worry about it during the holidays.
Awesome. Awesome. Well, hopefully I'll be done by Easter. So I admire you.
Like I said, not the norm, but this year I stuck to my guns on it. And I really had to because, you know, with full-time teaching, it's like, oh, my gosh, I don't even want to know how I would have found the time to get all of that done, especially if I went into stores and had to do it in store. Like, it probably would have been
horrible.
Oh, wow.
Yes.
So, well, guys, we are going to head on over and check out what is happening on AWN. You want to do it, Miss Crystal?
Sounds great to me.
All right, let's go.
Army Wives, it's not your grandma's army anymore.
The military, in this day and age, plays a whole different tune. Army Wife Network is listening. We are interactive empowerment for Army Wives. A network of Army Wives band together by the power of social media. Army Wives supporting each other by utilizing the array of resources available from military and civilian-led support systems. Here's what's going on at Army Wife Network this week.
At ease and check it out.
All right, let's check it out. So over on Army Wife Network, we have had a pretty hot conversation topic. There's passport changes that are coming that could affect frequent travelers. Turns out frequent overseas travelers might want to check their passports. The State Department said Thursday it is about to end the practice of adding new pages to existing passport books. Starting 1 January, adults running out of space for new visas in their 28-page passports. Goodness, we'll have to pay $110 for a new passport of either 28 or 52 pages. Until the end of this year, they can still pay $82 to have an extra 24 pages stitched into their book. The prices are slightly lower for minors. The State Department said the decision to stop adding pages was made for security reasons. So if you'd like to read up on that, it was found at the Stars and Stripes, which is www.stripes.com. We'll put the actual link into our Twitter so that you can take a look at that, because that's some big changes, especially for military. We travel a lot, but if we have some people that do a lot of leisure travel, that could be something that affects you in the new year.
Yes, it could. And hot on AWN this week, Journey to You, Holiday Temptations. Imagine you're there standing, staring, a giant feast that you just want to stuff your face in. It looks marvelous. Mm. The turkey dripping with dressing. I'm getting hungry. The rolls.
I know, just listening to
butter.
You. Like,
the potatoes so fluffy. The pie is so sweet. I would have to say pies. Who can just eat one pie? But it's hard, folks. It's very hard not to give in to those holiday temptations. AWN co-founder Tara Crooks gives up some great tips this holiday season for overcoming these holiday treats. These tempting holiday treats.
Will, yeah. Read
you
up
can
on
read
Tara's
it over.
Box. Lord knows we're
right.
Needed.
ArmyWifeNetwork.com/journey-to-you-holiday-temptations. You can bet
we'll
I went over and read it.
Well. Yeah, we'll share that link as well. Tara's done a great job. She's done this Journey to You series all year long with some great tips, great advice if you're on that journey to losing weight. And Lord knows the holidays is the hardest time for people that are on that journey. So definitely head over there and take a look at that. But over on our social media, you know, you can find Army Wife Network all over Facebook, Twitter, Pinterest, YouTube, you name it, just about, we're there. But this week we want to talk about the AWN Facebook page. With Thanksgiving just a few days away, we here at AWN are thankful for many things. We've been sharing those things on the page through our awesome graphics done by our awesome graphics designer, Cheryl. But one that got a lot of attention was the fact that AWN is extremely thankful for our military service members who give so much of themselves in defense of our country. You can show your gratitude for your service member by tagging them or leaving a comment on that Facebook graphic. You'll find the link live in our Twitter chat room for you. Just some ways to kind of go out there. You know, a lot of people do the 30 days of thankfulness on Facebook, and so this was kind of a play on that for AWN by sharing some of the things that we're thankful for. So head on over there, take a look, tag your soldier. We'd love to have you engaged over there.
Yes, we would. Last but not least, it's public service announcement time. Do you or your business have a military-related PSA? We limit them to one per show and ask for them at least 10 days in advance. You can email your PSAs to info@armywifenetwork.com. American heroes ride free. To thank the millions of people who have courageously defended our country, guarded our safety, and helped protect everyone's personal freedom to ride, Harley-Davidson is offering a free Harley-Davidson Riding Academy new rider course for all current and former U.S. military personnel and first responders, law enforcement, fire, and EMS. You can register now and sign up to take an eligible course between January 1st, 2016 through December 31st, 2016. In addition to the Harley-Davidson Riding Academy offer, there is an alternative offer available. With this offer, qualified participants will be eligible to receive a Harley-Davidson gift card in an amount equal to the value of a course offered at an authorized Motorcycle Safety Foundation, MSF, or other state-accredited riding school upon proof of completion of a basic motorcycle riding course and a receipt. To take advantage of either offer, fill out the form online. After it's submitted, you will receive the next steps on how to sign up for a course. All classes must be completed between January 1st, 2016 and December 31st, 2016. Dealer participation may vary, class availability subject to limitation, and available on first-come, first-served basis. For more information, visit ridefree.harley-davidson.com/American Heroes. And that's it for our PSA. Coming up next after these quick commercial breaks is AWN's News 6 Jen bringing you the need-to-know news stories. We'll be right back.
While defending our nation, your active duty service member can protect their family smiles with the TRICARE Dental Program, TDP. It's dental protection that's deserved. This dedicated military service entitles spouses and or children and members of the National Guard or Reserve and their families to comprehensive dental coverage. Plus, money can be saved. We offer competitively priced monthly premiums for an individual depending on sponsor status, with little or no cost shares on many dental services. But don't forget, TRICARE dental coverage requires enrollment. TRICARE medical program options do not include TRICARE dental coverage. Call 1-855-MET-TDP1 or visit us online at www.tricare.mil/TDP for more details so your family smiles are protected and you can start saving money today. Are you looking to reach military families worldwide? Do you have a product or service to offer our listeners? Advertise with the Army Wife Network. AWN has many advertising options specifically designed to reach our military families. Visit armywifenetwork.com for details.
Hey.
You're listening to the AWTR Live News 6 Report.
Our life, our family, our soldier, news you can use.
Now, with our headlines, it's our own AWN News 6.
Good evening, Army family. This is your News 6 Jen, bringing you all your need-to-know news. The Pentagon is pressing its allies for more help against ISIS. The Pentagon is pressing European and Arab allies to provide more troops and support for the war against the Islamic State group. The call for help is driven by a hope to build on what the Obama administration sees as the beginnings of battlefield momentum in Iraq and Syria. U.S. officials say they detect more European interest in contributing to the military campaign in Syria, where many governments have stayed largely on the sidelines. Chances of drawing significant additional help from Arab nations seem slimmer. A senior defense official said Defense Secretary Ash Carter asked his top advisors to reach out to Britain, France, Germany, Italy, and Turkey for additional military support. The requests span a range of options, from equipment and supplies to trainers and special operations forces. Carter told an interviewer on Monday that the Paris attacks have had a galvanizing effect on U.S. cooperation with France, including the sharing of intelligence. "We need others to get in the game as well," Carter told a forum sponsored by the Wall Street Journal. "So I'm hoping that this tragedy has the effect of galvanizing others as it has galvanized the French and really throughout Europe." General Joseph Dunford, the new chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, said there hasn't been a great enthusiasm for ground combat against ISIS beyond the local forces already fighting in Iraq and Syria. "We would like to see particularly Sunni nations contribute to a greater degree on the ground," Dunford said. "I think they would have the credibility and, frankly, come without some of the baggage of Western forces to be on the ground." Other advisors suggest that nations such as Saudi Arabia, Qatar, and UAE could be tapped for more assistance, including special operations troops and trainers. And in some cases, those Arab nations could provide more help to the Syrian opposition forces by providing both military supplies and support as well and exercising political influence to get the groups better aligned. Two high-ranking officials in the Department of Veterans Affairs have been demoted. The demotions came last Friday in response to allegations that they manipulated the agency's hiring system for their own gain. The VA said in a statement that Diana Rubens and Kimberly Graves were demoted from senior executive, the highest rank for career employees, to general workers. Rubens was director of the Philadelphia Regional Office for the Veterans Benefits Administration, while Graves led the St. Paul, Minnesota Regional Office. The VA's acting inspector general said in the report this fall that Rubens and Graves forced lower-ranking regional managers to accept job transfers against their will. Rubens and Graves then stepped into the vacant positions themselves, keeping their pay while reducing their responsibilities. In addition, Rubens and Graves obtained more than $400,000 in questionable moving expenses through a relocation program for VA executives, the IG's report said. The two face possible criminal prosecution. Dale Barnett, National Commander of the American Legion, said the VA's failure to fire Rubens and Graves was an insult and disgrace to all veterans. "Any promises that VA officials make about accountability in the future need to be taken with a grain of salt." Allison Hickey, a former head of the Veterans Benefits Administration, resigned in October amid criticism of a backlog in disability claims and questions about her role in the transfers obtained by Rubens and Graves. The IG's report said Hickey and other top VA officials may have encouraged the scheme. The Defense Logistics Agency has been working hard to bring Thanksgiving to troops deployed around the world. Getting Thanksgiving food items to U.S. troops, whether they're stationed at a remote outpost in Afghanistan or aboard ship in the Indian Ocean, takes considerable planning, and the Defense Logistics Agency began in May, gathering holiday meal requirements. This year's totals for the holiday meals are down considerably from last year, reflecting the smaller number of troops still deployed. For example, 15,202 pounds of turkey have been sent to Afghanistan, a little more than half of what was sent there last year. The combined turkey total for Afghanistan, Iraq, Jordan, and Kuwait is 51,699 pounds, down from the 467,499 pounds of turkey that was shipped to Iraq and Afghanistan war zones in 2009.
The list of required foodstuffs also includes 706 gallons of eggnog and 3,306 pounds of marshmallows. To top all those sweet potatoes, our deployed soldiers will be consuming. That's all the news for this week. Stay tuned to Army Wife Network's Twitter feed and Facebook page for updates throughout the week. This is your News 6 Gen, signing out.
For more than 140 years, the Armed Services YMCA has provided educational, recreational, and other support services to military families. The Armed Services YMCA takes care of the military so they can take care of us. This is General Norman Schwarzkopf. To find out how you can help support America's military families, visit asymca.org or call 1-800-597-1260.
You're listening to Army Wife Talk Radio live here on the Army Wife Network. Our live show is broadcast every Monday night. Join us in our live chat room at blogtalkradio.com/AWTR. Missed the live show or just can't make it? Don't worry. AWTR is available in archived format 24/7 via our website, www.armywifenetwork.com, or on iTunes. It's interactive empowerment for Army Wives by Army Wives. Now, back to the show.
Welcome back to Army Wife Talk Radio. I'm your host, Janet McIntosh.
And I'm your co-host, Crystal Niehoff. Tonight we have with us Rick Yost, a serial entrepreneur and the co-founder of VeteransList.us. A service disabled veteran himself, Rick brings his military experience as an Army officer of 12-plus years, extensive education holding in PMP, MA, MBA, and JD, startup and general business experience to bear in consulting, entrepreneurship, and providing support to multiple businesses.
Before becoming an Army officer and trekking out into the world, Rick grew up in a small town in South Dakota and loves to golf, hunt, and ski. We are pleased to welcome Rick to the show tonight. Can you hear us, Rick?
I can.
Excellent.
Welcome.
Well, we're so glad to have you.
Yeah, thanks for having me, ladies.
Well, we normally start our segments off by allowing our guests to tell our listeners a little bit about themselves, and maybe you can also let us know where you're calling from.
Yeah, tonight, my name's Rick Yost. I'm calling from Los Altos, California tonight. Weather's great here. A little bit about me. I'm a former Army officer. I spent 12 years in, as you said. I'm a father of four children, ranging in age from 23 to 2. And so I'm fairly
wow.
busy with that. And
quite a range.
Yeah, 23, 16, 5, and 2. So yeah,
wow.
Two boys, two. Yeah, they definitely take up a lot of my time and keep me busy. But as I say, either they're keeping me young or they're going to put me in early grave. I'm not sure. So, but I'm an attorney. I'm not really practicing, but I'm currently an entrepreneur and really enjoying myself in trying to help veteran-owned businesses.
Oh, great. Well, Rick, tell us a bit about your military career and your education, if you
okay,
will.
Well, great. I as far as my education goes, I came out of the University of South Dakota, went through ROTC, and as an Army officer, didn't know what I wanted to do. So I looked around, and active duty was an option for me. So I decided, well, I'll go in the Army for a couple of years and see where that leads me. I ended up spending 12 years in the Army. I was a second lieutenant in Desert Storm. And then I served throughout, and I left the military as a major. And I was an Army tanker. So I had a lot of fun playing with tanks and doing all that kind of stuff. Had a lot of fun.
Oh, I bet. When I was active duty, I was stationed at Fort Hood. I was in transportation, but the tankers had a motor pool right next to ours, and so we made some good friends over there. And I know you guys have a lot of fun with those things.
Oh, yeah. I mean, that was the thing. As a major, I was like, yeah, I'm not really ever going to be on a tank again. And so it was a tough decision to leave. But, ultimately, I don't regret it at all.
Absolutely.
I got to take advantage of the Army's education system, so I got the Army to send me to get a master's degree at the University of Florida while I was on active duty. And then I ended up, after I got out, going to law school, using my GI Bill to pay for a portion of it, only a portion. Law schools are expensive. So decided after the law degree, I practiced a little bit, decided that, I practice every day, but not publicly, mostly for myself. But I took advantage of the education opportunities that were available, and I encourage people
Absolutely.
To do that.
Absolutely. Well, now, obviously, you told us that you're into entrepreneurship, running a business. Can you tell us a little bit about where you came up with the ideas for that?
Well, interestingly enough, Veterans List is not my first business. My first business was a cybersecurity company, and I ran into a business partner, and his expertise was actually in cyber. So how we got the idea for that was my business partner's expertise was in cyber, and we decided that now was a good time, and that was in 2008. Unfortunately, I think it turned out to be about 3 years too early. A lot of talk about cyber, but nobody was spending any money, and now it's the hottest thing going. But so that company ended up we ended up merging into another company and exited it that way. But my current venture, VeteransList.us, which is the website, it was this simple. I had a leak in my shower, and it was leaking into the condo unit below me, which is not a good way to make friends, by the way. I needed a plumber. I needed a plumber, and being a veteran, I wanted to hire a veteran. And I'd seen the vans driving around town in Washington, D.C. It said Service Disabled Veteran-Owned Business right on the side. And I didn't remember the name of the business, but I do remember seeing that. And I used Google and the magic of the Internet and some other resources and tried to find a veteran-owned plumbing business. And I couldn't find one. And I was kind of frustrated with that because here I needed to spend money. I wanted to spend it with a veteran, and I couldn't find them. And I said, there's got to be a way to fix this. So my business partner, Will Amos, who is a former Marine, he had the same idea. Had a similar event happen. He actually threw the idea up as Veterans List on Kickstarter. Well, that's how I found him, and I noticed he was local. And I reached out to him, said, let's have coffee, and we ended up becoming business partners. So that's how I got the idea.
Oh, wow, fascinating. So what was it that led you into entrepreneurship, or what appealed to you about being an entrepreneur?
As a member of the military, especially in a leadership position, it's interesting. People think people tell you what to do. Well, actually, at every level, you kind of get to run your own show, right? And I really kind of got that in my blood. And then when I went to get an MBA, I got to see some of my I was still in the Army, but if I get to see some of my civilian cohorts go off and they're pitching angels to try to get money for their business idea, and kind of right there was kind of seed was planted. And when I started the cybersecurity company in 2008, it just kind of grew from there. And so, that's once you kind of get the it can be addicting, because once you sell that product or service, that first dollar. It's like, hey, if I can do this once, I can do this 100,000 times, right?
Right.
A million times if I figure it out. So, yeah, that's kind of just getting exposed to it.
Now, since you've kind of sat on both sides of the fence, how would you compare what it's like, working that day-to-day, J-O-B, the job, to being an entrepreneur, to owning your own business?
Well, certainly each side has its advantages and risks. Having a job may seem secure and stable, and it seems it's a little bit easier, right? Because you're within structured. Yeah, you're within a structured, stable environment that what you're supposed to do is pretty well defined and all that kind of stuff. Whereas on the entrepreneur side, you're taking some huge risks, and the environment is relatively undefined. You are defining it. It's up to you. So you live, you get to make all the decisions, but again, you get to make all the decisions. So that can
right.
be good or bad, depending on how, what decisions you make. And so either one can be beneficial, either one can be fulfilling. It just doesn't matter what is your ability to sustain risk and take that on to yourself, you know, that kind of stress. You know, there's stress on both sides, but you know, so what makes you happy, essentially?
Exactly, kind of about like following your passion. What are you most passionate about?
Exactly.
Yeah, right. I get it.
Okay, I've got to ask. Now that you've become an entrepreneur, would you consider yourself unemployable?
I don't know if I'd say unemployable, but you know, once you get that taste of running your own show, it's kind of hard to go back. It's kind of hard
yeah,
to go back.
Yeah, I
and,
can imagine that's true.
Yeah, it's not either side. It's got their positives and benefits, but you know, once you've got the taste of kind of running your own show and you've seen a little bit of success, you're like, I want more of that, right? And so it can be a little addictive to go there. And it's again, it's risky and there's ups and downs. But yeah, I don't know about unemployable, but definitely have a preference. Put it that way.
Yeah, right. I can totally see where that would be true, to kind of go back to the other side after having a chance to kind of, you know, like you said, have that taste in your mouth for successful, you know, entrepreneurship.
Absolutely.
Were you going to say something, Crystal? I didn't want to interrupt you.
No, I was just going to add that like Rick had said earlier, it is kind of addictive. There's an adrenaline rush, you know, it's a fear factor, but it's an excitement because you feel accomplished when you do succeed at something.
Exactly, yep, absolutely. Now, let me ask you, you know, we have many military spouses, veterans who are kind of, you know, about to make that leap or thinking about a road down to entrepreneurship. What advice would you have for veterans or spouses that are looking to make that transition into owning their own business?
Well, making that transition can be really scary, especially if you haven't been there coming from a military background or male spouse. You haven't had exposure to it. So one of the key things I always tell everybody is like, one, you're not alone. And really right now, this point in time, with all the support that's out there in a lot of different areas for veterans and veteran entrepreneurship, there are so many programs largely free that you can attend and get incredible education from both military entrepreneurs and civilian entrepreneurs who have been there and done that. And so, you know, there's just all these different programs you can go to. So what my advice to veterans is, one, you're not alone. Take advantage of the programs that are out there right now to get the education, to get a taste of it, to find mentors that you can reach out to on a regular basis to ask those questions, to bounce ideas off of, et cetera. So, I mean, my advice is, hey, get help. It's because it's out there.
And I love that you said that. I think, you know, one of the things here at AWN we're trying to teach our fans is, you know, use your resources. They're out there. Sometimes,
right.
granted, they're not always easy to find, but they are out there if you take the time to empower yourself and look for them. But that's a great time, Rick, for us to take a really quick break. We want to tell our listeners, don't forget, the AWN Core team is having some fun discussion in the Twitter chat. If you have a question for Rick, please feel free to post it in there. We'll try to get that to him for you. We're using the hashtag ArmyWife to participate. When we come back, we're going to continue our discussion with Rick. We'll talk a little bit more about those resources and programs that are out there for those of you that are interested in entrepreneurship, and we'll also learn a little bit more about Veterans List and what Rick is doing with his business. But we'll be right back with more Army Wife Talk Radio in just a moment.
My first week home was great. We had a party.
2:00 in the morning, they were waiting for me.
My niece was waiting for me at the airport with a sign.
There was a huge sign across my front house, and it said, "Welcome home, Megan."
They lifted me up on their shoulders. And
first week back, people just said thank you.
Now, what about the second week? A new generation of veterans is coming home. Make a difference for them at WelcomeBackVeterans.org.
Brought to you by WelcomeBackVeterans.org, Iraq and Afghanistan Veterans of America, and the Ad Council.
Hi, I'm Stephanie Abdullah on behalf of the Army Surgeon General, and this is your Army Medicine Be As Healthy As You Can Be Health Minute. November is National Diabetes Month, and I'd like to take this opportunity to focus on diabetes in children. Most children with diabetes have type 1, an autoimmune disease in which one's own immune system attacks and destroys insulin-producing cells in the pancreas. There are currently no known ways to prevent type 1 diabetes, but awareness of the symptoms allows for earlier recognition and a more timely diagnosis. These symptoms include excessive thirst, excessive urination, and unexplained weight loss. Children with type 1 diabetes can become very sick with diabetic ketoacidosis if not treated with insulin in a timely manner. Type 2 diabetes, which affects most adults with diabetes, can also affect children. Risk factors for type 2 diabetes include excess body weight and having a family member with type 2 diabetes. Type 2 diabetes can be prevented by maintaining a healthy diet, active lifestyle, and a healthy body weight. For more information on these preventative measures, visit www.armymedicine.mil. Army Medicine is serving to heal and honor to serve.
Want more? ArmyWifeNetwork.com offers discussion boards, military family resources, Loving a Soldier blog, and much, much more. Tell your friends about AWN with our interactive tools. Visit us online at ArmyWifeNetwork.com. ArmyWifeNetwork.com. Interactive empowerment for Army wives.
And we welcome you back to our show. We've been talking with Rick Yost. He's the CEO of VeteransList.us. Before we went to break, we were talking about how Rick broke in to owning his own business and into the world of entrepreneurship. He's been giving us some great advice. But now we're going to continue. We ended talking about how our listeners and fans and people interested in going into entrepreneurship need to take advantage of the resources that are out there. Can you talk, Rick, about some of the programs that you know that are out there for veteran entrepreneurs?
Yeah, absolutely. There are a bunch. You know, just to name a few, there's the Bunker, which is an incubator system that is starting to go nationwide. It started in Chicago. The second one was Austin. Now there's one in D.C., Jacksonville, Florida, North Carolina. There's getting ready to be one out here in Silicon Valley. They're all over. What is the Bunker? It's a mentor network. It's where, you know, you have an idea, you start your company, and it's an office. Co-working space, access to investors, all that kind of stuff, get the kind of mentorship you get to grow a business. But if you haven't gone that far and you're just starting, and you maybe have an idea and you just don't know where to start, there's other programs like Patriot Bootcamp put on by Techstars. And they have those, they have about three events a year. They're all over the United States. The last three have been New York City, Chapel Hill, North Carolina, Detroit. Were the last three, and it's a three-day event, and you go there, and you got great speakers and access to mentors, and it's just a really great way to kick off or get an idea whether your idea, your business has any legs, right? And maybe you end up pivoting. I mean, a lot of guys, veterans have gone in there with one idea, and because they talk to mentors and stuff, have actually pivoted into taking their idea and moving it in a different direction that maybe is more feasible. It's great. Another thing, I just went to Inc. 5000. They've got Inc. has a military entrepreneurs program that you can apply for all these different events. And again, it's the same thing. You get in front of great speakers. You get in front of some mentors. They really get an idea of people who have been there and done it, and you can ask questions with them. It's awesome. So if you want to do business with the government, there's programs like Veteran Institute for Procurement in Montgomery County, Maryland. It's a free program. It takes you soup to nuts through how to do business with the government. It really gets you started, the beginnings pieces of it, but it gives you that baseline that you can grow from. It's a free program. They hold that, I think, about three times a year as well. All these resources are on the veteranslist.us, our blog. All the type of resources, there's EBV program, I could just go on and on. There's so much stuff out there for veteran or military spouses that there's no excuse. There really is no excuse. It's like, I don't know what to do. Well, there's all this free information that you can get, and you can go ask the questions. What do I do next? And they will help you. And so,
well, yeah, I mean, we tell people that all the time. It's as simple as popping it into Google. You know what I'm saying? And seeing what you can find.
Yeah, as well, yeah.
It's wonderful that you compiled that though on VetList US. You know, so, to make it a little bit easier for people to find those resources. That's awesome.
Whenever I find out about a new one, I try to do a short blog to just tell a little bit about it, where it's located, all that kind of stuff, so that, you know, the information is there. You just have to go look for it.
Absolutely.
You know, that's amazing. I had no idea that there were that many resources out there. If it wasn't for a website such as yours, I can't, even with Google, I think it would be difficult to find that number of resources that's right there at their fingertips just by visiting your website.
Yeah, you know, a lot of these are new within the last 5 years. I mean, there's been a huge surge in these kind of programs.
Right. So what do you feel is the biggest struggle that veterans face as entrepreneurs?
I think it's not unique to veterans. I think the number one struggle is fear the unknown, right?
Because
if you're going to go into entrepreneurship, if you're going to go down that road where you're going to end up spending a fair amount of your own money, because starting a business is not necessarily cheap, depending on how you do it. But, you know, it's a commitment. And, you know, I think the main struggle is just the fear of the unknown, and that's no different from a civilian or veteran, but it, the struggle is real. So,
absolutely, right. I mean, that's that risk we talked about. You know, the risk that you take, and for some people, it does. It holds them back from making that leap because, you know, it is something to consider. You know,
absolutely.
Yeah, and understandably so. You know, want to have all your ducks in a row before you jump in, at least as many as you can, because most of us have families to support or. You know, it is scary because we've got to pay bills.
Yeah, and we don't live in, you know, our economy is not that great. So, yeah, I can definitely see where that would be one of the biggest struggles to overcome. Let me ask you, Rick, you've talked a little bit about how Veterans List has compiled, you know, a lot of these resources. What else does Veterans List do to help veterans and military spouse business owners?
Great, thanks. VeteransList.us, We built this to help veteran-owned businesses, mill spouse-owned businesses grow and succeed. We do that in essentially three ways. One, a directory where they can be found, so you know the plumbing incident doesn't happen again, right? And two, small businesses don't have a lot of negotiating power, so I've used the list to go out to vendors to negotiate deep discounts for veterans, you know, creating win-win-win situations. The veteran gets a discount on something that they were going to probably have to buy anyway, credit card services, funding options, web development, that kind of stuff. And then and the vendor gets a new client, they're happy, and then the Veterans List, that's part of how we monetize. We take a small piece of that transaction, but the veteran is still getting a discount. That's the second way. The third way is I talk to large corporations in their supply diversity departments. And for those who want to diversify their spend with veterans, I try to make love connections, right? I try to, you know, what are your needs, and try to match them up with three or four veteran-owned businesses that can actually bid on that work. And so that's the third way. And then there's actually a fourth way is between myself and my business partners, I talk to veterans and veteran-owned business owners every single day. So I do a ton of free consulting, advice, pointing in the right direction for these resources. I've probably sent five or six people to the Veterans Institute Procurement because they told me they wanted to do business with the government. And so I told them about the program, got them hooked up with how to get apply, and they went. And so, you know, I just have done that kind of stuff. I try to add value wherever I can. And, you know, because, again, our core goal is for those businesses to grow and succeed.
Amazing.
That's amazing. So, that's just wonderful.
Now, I love quotes, and I usually keep a quote usually each day I wake up in the morning and I kind of write a quote or, you know, a saying down that kind of inspires me. Do you have a favorite quote that inspires you?
I bounce around from favorite quotes all the time. One that I've read recently that I really like is it says, "The choices we make dictate the life we lead." And I don't know who said that. Maybe it was just me.
That's a good one.
Choices we make dictate the life we lead. And, you know, sometimes
small
decisions can affect the rest of our life. So always choose wisely.
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
I love that.
Well, since she's doing favorite quotes, how about I ask if you have a favorite book that maybe applies to your journey into the world of entrepreneurship?
I read a ton of business books, and I do have a bunch of favorites, but my current favorite is actually my own book that I wrote. And I'm kind of shanghaiing you guys because you didn't know that. Is I wrote two books. It's called the Sheepdog series, and the first one's called the Sheepdog, and the second one's called the Fire Dog. And it was written basically for my 5-year-old boy, and it goes along with the sheepdog theme, and it teaches, you know, if you have a young child who's maybe hitting or is a little bit too aggressive or whatever the case may be, it teaches him to be protective of others and be a sheepdog. In fact, it's to the point where my 5-year-old, I'll look at him, you know, and they'll say, "You're going to be a sheepdog today?" And he says, "Yes, Dad, I'm going to be a sheepdog." He totally gets the analogy. And it's a watercolor book, and it's for 2 to 7-year-olds. And, so it's mine. You can find it on Amazon.com. It's going to be a series.
Oh, that's amazing.
And it's back of all trades. Like.
Like
veteran lawyer, children's author.
Apparently I get bored easily. I don't know. So.
You're eclectic. You like to do a lot of different things, it sounds like.
Yeah, indeed. So.
Now, what is the series for your children's book called? The Sheepdog?
The Sheepdog series. The first book was called The Sheepdog. The second one is The Fire Dog. And the rest of them are all going to be about different working dogs. And, you know, in each one, you know, it's geared towards 5-year-old boys. So, you know, at first you introduce the dog and they talk about where he lives and then some event happens and then, you know, the dog helps save the day. Right. And all along the way is the dog is no matter what kind of dog is. In fact, the fire dog is actually a Dalmatian. But the sheepdog analogy, you know, the Dalmatian is a sheepdog. Why? Because he's protecting others. And then even in the inside cover, I've got a mural of police officers, you know, humans, a police officer, a nurse, a doctor, a military guy, a fire lady. All in a mural that kind of, and it talks right in the front. I've got kind of a little paragraph that talks about being a sheepdog. So.
Well, that sounds right up my alley. I'm a preschool teacher, so I'm going to have to go check those out.
Yep.
I know, I'm looking it up on Amazon. I'm thinking my grandkids need this.
Well, you know, I do lots of things, and we digress a little bit, but my boys love it, and you know, I've had a lot of fun doing it. So
awesome!
That's
well, where
awesome.
Can our listeners go to find out more about Veterans List and any of your other endeavors?
Right, our Veterans List is. Veteranslist.us is our website, and you can find us on Twitter at VetListUS or on Facebook at VetList. And, you know, the more people that are using veteran-owned businesses, the better. I mean, I always encourage, in fact, the vast majority of people, when asked, will say, if you prefer to do business with a veteran, we'll say yes. And one of the biggest things is those veteran-owned businesses are all around you. You just may not know it. And so wow. You can find me there. People can always email me at ryost@veteranslist.us. If they are a veteran or a mill spouse and have questions about entrepreneurship, please reach out to me through our website or through that email address. I'd be happy to help you, point you in the right direction, give you some advice if you want it, and just try to help you get started.
Great.
Well, Rick, I – can't tell you how much we appreciate you coming on and talking with us and our listeners. We really appreciate you being with us tonight.
Thank you, ladies, so much for having me.
And thank you very much for your service.
Yeah, absolutely.
All right, guys. Well, that's it with our time with Rick. We've appreciated having him on. We hope that you will join us next week, November 30th, 2015. On the show, we're going to be featuring Kristen Orr Schiffer of Blue Star Family. So you aren't going to want to miss it. I know that's going to be a show filled with a lot of great resources, so be sure to tune in.
Yes. Yes, it will be. And in the meantime, join us on armywifenetwork.com to stay connected to resources, information, expert columnists, and share the journey with many of our experienced contributors, or follow along on any of our social media outlets such as Facebook, Twitter, Pinterest, and Instagram.
And you know what we're about to say. That's interactive empowerment for Army Wives by Army Wives. This is Army Wife Network's core team signing out. Happy Thanksgiving, everyone. Have a great week.
The views and opinions expressed in our show are personal. Army Wife Talk Radio is in no way affiliated with the Department of Defense or any other branch of the armed services, and inclusion in our show does not reflect endorsement by the DOD, any local government, or their agencies. Thank you for listening, and be sure to tune in again next week for another informative edition of Army Wife Talk Radio.